More details are emerging about the latest turnback of asylum seekers to Indonesia. A document given to the ABC by Indonesian police provides new details about how Australian authorities allegedly intercepted an asylum seeker boat, transferred the passengers onto two boats, and sent them back to Indonesia. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees says it's been told the group of 65 asylum seekers saw an Australian official hand a thick envelope to the captain of their vessel before the boat was turned around. Our Indonesia correspondent is George Roberts, and I spoke to him a short time ago. George Roberts, what have the Indonesian police shown you? What evidence have they shown you?
Well, the spokesman for Indonesian police here in West Timor, East Nusa Tenggara, as it's known in Indonesia, has given us a document, an internal police document, which is a presentation of their initial findings from their investigation into the alleged turnback by Australian authorities and also into the allegations that Australian authorities paid more than $30,000 to the crew of the boat in order to return the asylum seekers back to Indonesia. And what this document does, and they've backed it up with some photographs of the wads of cash that were allegedly provided by the Australian authorities and the two boats that were allegedly provided by Australian authorities. And these documents map out the whole trip right back from the recruitment by people smugglers of the crew of the boats back in April, the pickup of the passengers off West Java, and then their journey to the waters off East Timor, where they were allegedly first intercepted by Australian authorities.
And what actually happened on the water? Because there are reports that the Australians actually intervened and told them that their boat was unseaworthy and then turned them back.
According to this document, they were intercepted twice. They were intercepted once by a customs ship, and they were given a warning that they were not allowed to enter Australian waters or enter Australia, actually, without appropriate visas. They were given or shown warning cards, which is a fairly standard procedure, where there are cards that are handed out to the passengers and crews of boats in the various languages that the people on board speak that tell them that, you know, this is the Australian policy and that's not what they're allowed to do. They were apparently then allowed to go on their voyage, and they travelled for a number of days, about 4 days according to this police document, before being intercepted again by Australian authorities. And it was at that point when Australian authorities, according to this initial investigation by Indonesian police, told them that they were not able to continue, that their boat was not in sufficient condition, and that the conditions of the ocean would mean that they weren't able to make it to New Zealand. There was some kind of interrogation of the captain, according to this document, at that point in time, and some kind of deal struck. It's then alleged that they were taken to Australian waters and then taken to just off the coast of the Ashmore Islands, where they anchored for a couple of days. And then Australian authorities apparently provided two boats and split up the passengers and crew onto those two boats, and they were sent back towards Indonesia after this alleged exchange of money took place. The captain, Johannes Humiang, was allegedly paid $6,000 and the other five crew members were paid about $5,000 each in order to take the passengers back towards Indonesia.
And why do you think the Indonesian police are showing you all this?
It seems that they're trying to back up the allegations they've originally made, which is that these asylum seeker boat crew came ashore with wads of cash, with thousands of US dollars. That claim, which Indonesian police have made on behalf of the people that they've spoken to effectively, has been refuted by Australian authorities at one point when ministers of the Australian government denied that it initially happened. Now, as we know, since then, Australian authorities and the government, including the Prime Minister, have refused to deny that it happened. But it seems that Indonesian police are keen to show that they have some kind of evidence that shows that there was a payment made and that these events did take place on the ocean.
That's Indonesia correspondent George Roberts there.